Research, supported by the Soybean Checkoff in South Dakota, is making waves in the cattle feeding industry. A study at SDSU looked at using heat-treated soybeans as a full or partial replacement for distillers in the beef finishing diet. SDSU Extension Beef Feedlot Management Specialist Warren Rushi explains.
The idea behind that is that the heat treatment process, whether that's roasting or extruding, it changes the protein structure of the soybean, makes it more resistant to being degraded in the rumen, and then more of that protein is available in the small intestine.
Utilizing heat-treated soybeans proved to increase carcass weight by 20 to 30 pounds, enhancing profit opportunities significantly, reports Rushi.
What's really exciting for us is that the partial replacement seems to work as well as full, and by only replacing part of the distillers with heat-treated soybeans, we're able to increase net profit to the cattle feeder by about $70 to $80 per head.
Rushi states this discovery with heat-treated soybeans may create economic impacts for rural South Dakota as small processors branch into roasting or extrusion businesses. In addition, the potential exists for profits to trickle down to the cow-calf sector.
From a cattle feeder standpoint, if we create an opportunity to add additional revenue, in all likelihood, a lot of that gets passed on to cattle beds, which then translates into more money in the pocket of ranchers.
The Soybean Checkoff continues to drive demand for soy through research, supporting five new studies at SDSU exploring the impact of heat-treated soy on replacement heifers and bulls, as well as fine-tuning the timing in finishing rations. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.